What man aleph? About halfway down the page in the Rashi's. Enu mashamet. So the Mora says we have something which the midaraisa is not mashamet, and the loan is due. This is going on. First of all, enu mashamet. That when then a first of all, so the loan is not. Annulled. Machers cost the principal and a mashamit chayva b'shvius. Due to the fact that he wrote a principal, he doesn't lose the chayv. Masan the chem. Estro asai. So he gives. Correct. He gives to the bezdin the storis. Shatem tiyu noigsim. That you are now going to be the one who's going to collect them. When Nilo Ego said, I'm not going to be the one. Come on, Muki, the Yesh, we are in Kerr, Lafkia, Mamun, Shazer, Walit, and Lazeb, Makam Shiyas, Siog, with Takan. The Hummer are empowered to do this, to allow him to collect the Chayv. Through this process, but due to the fact that they saw a need. Viskin Hillel, the Lord, Shamet. So the Mora says, that means Midaraisa. It is Mishamit, he doesn't owe the money. And Hillel came along, it was Metaken, that it's not going to be Mishamit. Walker Dabra Minotaurah, and he's being Oker Dabra Minotaurah, the Torah says you can't collect, and he's saying collect. So more answers that it's so much Rishis was not a Zeb, that it's only Drabana. Hillel Karebi Sirole, Dabra Shvius, the Hashmot is Milba, Bazman is Zez, Drabanan who. That the same way Hashmata's character is the Rabbanon, so Hashmata's Ksavim is the Rabbanon. Well, we have the Hilba by Sheni Hava. So why are you saying Shemitah is one of on the character is the Rabbanon? Sirle Labaya. So Baya's answer holds the Baya Sheni Hava Belohoya Yovel Noyig. Lo Nogu Shemitah Midaraisa. So Yovel, it's clear. The Gemara that's totally in that Rabbi Yisrael is Alad Mosam. And since Yovel wasn't Noig, therefore Shemitah wasn't Noig Midaraisa. But the Minim Berachin Manu Yovelis, Lakadesh Shemitah, and they would calculate the Yovelis in order to apply the Shemitah's years to Midarabana Kamar. Mitzasi b'talmidei Rabbeinu Yitzchak Halevi shekasav b'mesechtes gittin b'Yerushalmi that they quoted the following: Minayin shein hashmita nehegas ela b'zman sheyevel nahig. So where do you see that shmita is tied into yevel? She never says the bar hashmita shamoit. So it says a double lashon of shmita. Ach hashmita yevel v'ach hashmita shvius. That's the quote from Yerushalmi. Abba Bataraskadam Reisi, the Shvius Noig, Bizman Shen Yebel Noig. The Taraskadam seem to say they're not tied one to the other. But Imrani Shumachlaikas. So it has to be that there's a machlaikas between the Taras Kahanim and the Yerushalmi. But this Abaya is learning the Hilazakin was going under like Yerushalmi.
Do we have Yovel, Bizman Hazah? At all?
No.
Then why is that?
Why didn't they put it in the Rabbanon of Yevil?
From this it sounds like there should be Yevil Rabbanon.
They just said that they counted it. They put it into the calculation. It doesn't mean that they gave it, did a Kedushas Shemitah, Kedushas Shemitah, etc. I'm trying to remember. There's we don't keep, we in other words, the question is, in the count, there's a machlokes in the Gemara, how you count Yovel, whether Yovel interrupts the count of the Shemitah years or not. I don't remember how we passed him.
That what she is today, she was back
then. I never got the halacha of Moshe Shaila on it. I don't remember how we passed him on it. So if you hold it, doesn't affect the count, so that's easy. If you hold it, affects the count, it's a little. So then it's clear that there is, once Yerbal was bought, so the count is different. Then you find it's difficult to work it out, because you find Cheshbon has said, you know, this is the 300 and something, you know, whatever number it is of the Shemitahs, you know. It seems to be like we just easily, you know, just simply count backwards every 7 years. And Yovel seems to be ignored in that calculation. I'm not sure what to do with that. B'zman she'ito mashamit karka, k'gern achshav she'bat l'kedusha so'aretz, ha'ito mashamit k'safim, abish ha'shmatis k'safim chaybis ha'gufi, v'netluya ba'aretz. And normally we say that a mitzvah which is not a mitzvah which is tluya ba'aretz, it's not batal. It's not totally in the conditions of Eretz Yisrael being full, whatever it is. We learn out from Zedra Shvita Shomoyd, Mishte Shvita Kosabadaber, Karka, and Ksofim. Okay, well, the Rabbanan said to the Sashamit, Zechel Shvias, Lotishkacha, Tara Shvias. So the whole thing that it's Mashamit is the Rabbanan. So they said that through a prosbol, it's not Mashamit. So Morris says, okay, now my question is all the way around. Mikamidi, the Midaraisa, the Masham, the Shvias. Bizmana Zeke Rebbe. The Midaraisa, like according to Rebbe, there's no Shemitah. And. Omar Abadan to the Shamit, the Chama said that it is Mashamit, and it's a Loiva, Gaz and Alpiyam. So, Midaraisa, the Loba owes the money. And the Chama is saying, don't pay back the loan. So, because the Chomer making the Leib into a Gazlan. So the worst is, Bayis HaShev Al Tasa. We tell the Leib, don't do the mitzvah. The Leib is a shave, he should sit, Ubotel, and always a mitzvah, the Freya Schaivai. He's not actively being Oiker the mitzvah, he's just passively being Oiker. That's part of the Chachamim's power. The Gemara says that the Yesh Kabiyat Chom Lakhad of Minotaur B'Shei Bal Tas, the Laikir B'Yadayim He. Now, the next step of the Gemara, there's a Machlokes B'Shalom how to learn it. So Rabbah says Hefker Bez and Hefker. So now, we have two choices. We could accept the first step of the Gemara that we're going like Rebbe, that Shemitah is on his Ezra Abana. But then the question was, so how the Chum have power to introduce Shemitah? Hefker Bess and Hefker, they can introduce Shemitah. Alternatively, Rabbah could be totally discarding the whole conversation until now. And Shemitah is on his, that could be Deraisa. And still, Chum said that you don't have to pay. Why? Hefker Bess and Hefker. Mr. Chama said you have to pay because Hefker Bez and Hefker, right? So once Rava comes, is we have a Gestam Gemara, the more it's telling me that we hold Jesus on as the Rabbanon, and because Hillel made this Takana, we accepted the Takana, the more the Takana is based on Rabbi, so it means we hold like Rabbi. Well, not that's not Muchroch in Rava that we hold like Rabbi. So. So Rabbi says, Rashi says, Rabbi Omar, Lo'ilam, Bein L'Rabbanon, the Pligi Ad Rebbe. Rabbi says, Shvias, Lashmatas, Milba, Bismanas, as the Raisa. V'Hiskel, Vitakin, Hillel, the Lo'it Shamates, and that he has to pay the chayv. Bein the Rebbe d'amar lav deraisa. V'amar rabbanon titishamet. Or according to the Rebbe, that there's no shdinim shmita, and really he should have to pay the chayv. We're saying no, he doesn't have to pay the chayv. Either way, lo tikshi davar. There's nothing shvir. The bedavar shemamam and ain kanakir is davar min haTorah. B'makom misiyag v'get. It's not. It doesn't work with the same rules of being arka davar min haTorah, because the hefker bezin b'mamam haya hefker. When it comes to dini mamon, the bezin has the power to do that. It says, how do we know? Because it says by in Ezra, Yocharam Chol Ruchushay, Basha Kresa Gdala Ksiv. So the Kresa Gdala, the bezin, made this look, we're able to say that all the property is hefker. It says by Yeshua, Mayin in Rosh Meitzalavis, Havalei Lemichtav V'Roshay Hamatois. So just like the father is komashi yitzu mechalik nechasav apiv, the father has the power to direct how the property is being given. So the rashi amatus, the rashim of the matus, the bezin has the power to do as well. Okay. Zot the Gemara. Ibor lehu. So holding the Gemara Ibor lehu. He hiskin hilo prusbol. Ladari hu the takin. Adim ladari alma nami takin. Hilo says he saw that there was a problem. They weren't giving loans, so he dressed a localized problem, and he made this takana. Or he put it in place that from now on, this is the way we're going to do it. And where says, am I not giving it? Levitulei. So we can maintain the tekana, but if we want to stop it, can we stop it or not? Because if he just made it for that generation, so it's up to the chacham of each generation to continue it, and they can choose not to continue it, so it's possible to revatel it. We made this takana that it should continue. Then to overturn it, you have to have a stronger authority than the earlier bezdin, the other bezdin, which. Assuming that the later Batei Din did not have that status of being greater b'chachma of a minyan. Someone says, my. Toshma. Damer Shmuel, lo kisminin prusbol, el ibe beidino de sura, ibe beidino de nehardo. That Shmuel held the only batidinim which have the power to write a prusbol, you need a bezdin which had the full authority of a bezdin to be mafkia mamon. Which means that. Let's say you assume that it was Hillel only made his takana for his generation. So the authority to impose it upon our generation, you would need the weight of the Batei Dinim, which have the authority on Klai Yisrael to impose such ideas, so they can impose the Dinim Prusbol. But your average three people Bezdin in Village X, they don't have that type of power. But had Hillel instituted this for all the generations, we don't need such a weighty bezdin to do it. You just need any bezdin. So Mor says, so Mor says, no. Dilma kitakan hilal l'dori alma k'gan beidina didei. So when Hillel instituted, he says you need, yes, it's an ongoing tekana, but the way the tekana is going to work is in but the dinim, which have the power to be mafkia mammon, they can write a principle. Kiravami ravasi, dalimi lafkuyim emayna abukuliyam aloy. So it can be done in a bezdin. For in their generation, the Bezdin of Rav Ami and Rav Asi, those are good examples of a Bezdin, which Hillel would be willing, comparably to the generation of Hillel, that's what type of Bezdin it is.
How do we define, you know, what Bezdin sort of rises to that level?
Well, it just means that it's a each generation, they have their authority. How, who decides? Which Bate Dinim are respected as the central authority type of Bate Dinim?
Yeah, but I thought it was in that generation, you know, in one single generation, it was only certain Bate Din that could do this, that can write the prose book.
It's more as being darker, right, exactly, right.
So which?
Well, in their days, it was very easy. Your two central yeshivas were Surin and Nehardoa, or Surin and Pupadisa, depending on where you were holding it during the time of the Amoraim. And that's where all the biggest Tamidim Chachamim were, where the Tamidim were. That was the biggest. Those are your biggest academies of Torah growth. So that's where you had your biggest Chachamim. So that's where you put your authority. How do you do it nowadays? Tosis brings that the Ben Otam wrote a principle. She says, you just need Bezdin Chasha Shebador. And I guess he felt his Bezdin was the Bezdin Chasha.
Okay, that seems like a no-brainer.
From our perspective, it was right, but how did he know that? You know, doesn't necessarily mean a
lot of self-confidence.
He knew. You know, the weight that he carried. The Ben Otam, the Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Ben Otam got shlishi every single week in his yeshiva on Shabbos. Even the week of Avelis, he got Shlishi, because it's Avelis before Hesio, he wouldn't get Shlishi. So, they definitely, you know, recognized who Ben Otam was to the generation. And he recognized it too, you know. It doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be the central authority, it has to be Bezdin Choshev. That's the point that he's saying. In other words, these examples, these were central authorities. And the point that Tosis is bringing, the Ben Otam held it was Lav Davka, the central authority. The main point, it was the Bezdin Chasha. There is a shita that you should, that you should use the within the city. You should use the Bezdin Chasha of the city, you know. How do you cite that?
You're talking about just a regular case. Someone has
no, I'm saying the principle. I'm saying that the when you write a principle, you should use the Bezdin Chasheh. There is actually a sheet that says you should use with Afka like a known Bezdin Chasheh. And theoretically, you can do the act of Mesiris principle in front of Edim, that you say, I'm the Edim that I'm giving over to that Bezdin. You say the name of the Bezdin. That Bezdin should have the right to collect it. You don't need the Bezdin sitting. You need, you know, you just have to do the Masir in front of Edim. So some people do that. I did mine with having her bar in her a few years ago, but
I had Rabbi Einar and Rabbi Aaron sitting on the beds, and I felt that was probably the best mechashash in the city. Who was the third? I don't remember who the third one was, but at that point in time, it didn't make too much of a difference. It was like, I think one time with Rabbi Hyatt was the third. Maybe Rabbi Edstein, I don't remember who did. Yeah. Okay, Morris says that's not a riot. Toshma Adam Rishmul. Hi, Prusbulo. So, Shmuel said about Prusbul that Ubono de Dayanihu, it's an embarrassment to the Bezdin. So if I would have the strength, I would be mevatel. So Mora is going to talk about why it's albana in a second. But Mora says, but let's focus on the idea of vatline. He's simply saying, if I could get the everybody behind me, and I would have the strength to do this, I would do it. How can you do it? So if you say so, the Dorei Alma, he would not. That would be impossible to do such a thing. It must be. It was just for that generation. And Shmuel saying, if I could get the Chacham of the generation behind me, I'd be mevatel this thing. So Morris says, no, it's no raya. Hachikomer imayasher chayol. Yosef Mehillel, about Lina, he's saying, if I would be the rabbi who was greater than that, I would be mevatel. Obviously, that's not going to happen. It's impossible to mevatel it. Versus Rav Nachman Omar, Rav Nachman says, his attitude towards prison was a kamino, I would establish it, be mekayimit. Versus ikamino, ha mekayim bekoi, you don't need to do that. It's already in place. How come our aim about Milsa? I would institute that if I would have the ability, I would do, again, the same way Shmuel saying, if I would have the Yashar Chayil, if I would have the strength, I would do this. Rachman saying, if I would have the strength, I would do the following. Even if you don't write the principles like you wrote a principle, I would just do away with Shvitas Ksafim totally, even without a principal, because the problem is such a prevalent problem. Just fix the problem. So make it automatically that all Chavis belong to Bezdin, and you're doing it as a Sheikh of the Bezdin. And Mela, you don't need to write a principal. But I have not been able to get the authority to do that, and that's not true. You have to actually, you do need to write it.
I mean, that just means to say that the others in his generation were not supported.
Correct. Okay. Ibor Elohu. So the more wants to understand that Hay Obana, when you use the Lashon of Obana, that Shmuel said, that Prusbul is Ubana de Daini. So what did it mean? Lisha de Chutzpahu or Lisha de Nichusahu? Is what it's saying is that this whole idea that we're taking money away, it looks like we're like Kazlanim, we're taking people's money away, Shalakuddin. So it looks like we are Mechutzafim. Or what it means is it looks like we're being lazy and and that the embarrassment is the laziness. What's the laziness? That really what should happen is all chayvus, any chayv which is set in time that the zaman of the chayv doesn't take place till after Shemitah, it's not Meshameh. It's only chayvus which are due. So collect the chayvus. Well, we'd have to, Bezin would have to do due process on many, many loans which are due now, get involved, do the shuma, collect the properties, check back if there are any properties that he sold. You know, there's a lot of backlog of work for the rabbis. So come and said, you know what, just the prizball, and we don't have to have the tircha. So the embarrassment is, it looks like Bezin is shirking the responsibilities, but not that they're, doesn't mean that they're actively like stealing. That's the embarrassment.
Suggesting
that, say,
some kind of Employment Act for all the rabbis
that
is creating an industry for themselves.
Yeah, that could be too, right. Okay. You don't get paid for being in the Beis Din. Mikra did. You can get Tzchar B'Tolo. Atoshma Adomer Ula Aluba Kalash Asinsa B'Karab Chupasa. So Chazal used a Lashon that when Klai Yisrael did the Chet Eagle standing at Har Sinai, it's comparable to a Kala who under the chuppah was Mazana. So that's a lashon of chutzpah more than it's a lashon of just being. So chutzpah is an act that there's an active maisa of doing something inappropriate as opposed to just passively not shirking the responsibilities. You see that over here, it's referring to something active. Okay. Now, Omer of Mori, Bray, the Bash, Bra, the Bashmo. So he spoke about this once, that Mori was called that because his father was Isagiura, that but Shmuel's daughter had been in captivity and he was born from a non-Jewish father, so he was Meyuchas to Bas Shmuel. Micro, what pasuk did we say about Klal Yisrael that was a mazal, that it was a luvakalish in Zibachupasa? Achamelech Bimsiboy, while the king is sitting by his gathering, his party. So near the Nosan Rechai. So my nerd, which was my perfume, stopped. It gave away its smell. It stopped giving smell. We didn't smell. So, we don't smell so good anymore. We're not doing good. Amar Rava. Rava says, Adain Chavivusa Hu Gabon. So you see that the Baruch Hashem when the Tanakh is describing what we did, it doesn't describe it in the language of that we smelled bad, that we're masriach. It describes it in the language of Nosan. It gave up its smell. We don't smell good anymore. Right? That's a much more gentle way of saying it than saying we smell horrible. So it means even when the Baruch Hu is describing what we've done wrong, it's clear that we are still dear to him by the fact of the gentle way he describes it. Or you could have written that even in the word of giving up a smell, you could write it up in the language of Ozav, etc., as opposed to the lashon of Nosan. It withheld. Okay. So Rabbanan Hanulabim made him old Ovim, Shemak Pasa and Mashivin, Usami Abba, Smechem Yisurim, Alayim Akasa Vermer, Vayavav Kesin Shemas Biguru Hosai. So the Pasa describes three Madregas, those who are insulted and do not insult back. You see the word Aluva is insulting. So the first one is they don't insult back. They might respond, but they're not responding at the same time in kind. The second madrega is shemachapasim and meshivim. they hear this insult, they don't respond, and they don't say anything at all. And the third madrega is oisim mi'abav svechem yitzurim. And not only do they just not respond, but they feel the benefit of being hurt. So those, in regards to that, we say v'oyvav k'tesi shemes gurus. So those who love Kadosh Baruch Hu have a tremendous power, just like the sun coming out.
Okay. Let's see Rashi. Shmuel said, "A little too late. If it be up to me, I would like to be mevatel it." No, I'm sorry. He says, "The more sin the nafkamina is, if you can be mevatel it." L'hashiv Bezdin can sit to discuss. Ya'ach shadori shlo yehu moinim milahalvis. If you get into a generation which we feel that they would not transgress the mitzvah of the Torah of Yishav L'cha Pen Yeh Dovrim L'vav Chob L'yal Le'mar Kavo Shnasa Sheva Shnasa Shmita. So that's what we're worried about. So if the generation would change, people, we feel confident that even if Shmita would be effective, people would still give loans. We would make a bezdin levatel tzakanas hilu shafilu kasa prusbol yishame, which means prusbol will no longer be effective, and the chayvers are meshumet. Zemura said that the halacha is Shmuel said you can only write prusbol a bezdin of surah or pupit or nahardah. Because in a prusbol, the le'olim lafkayim and moina ella beidina the surah, which is Rav, beidina the ador, which is Shmuel. You need a bezin which has the authority right now to be mafkiyam mama, which means it wasn't an ongoing tekana. And you need the authority of the Bezdin now to weight it with the ability to do that. The Grashi, the Chiyamar Shmuel Lahak Milsa, that it's the Afka the Bezdin of Surah or Nehardoa. It was under the auspices of the yeshivas of Rav and Shmuel. But that was what Shmuel said. But the Mor is going to say weiter that when the Shaila was presented in the Beis Medrash, which what we're discussing, it was already later. And then Haba Bedina, the Ravami, Ravasi. So the two Batidinim of the two main yeshivas. We're now under the auspices of Ravami and Ravasi. Van of the Mishani Dilma Kitikan Hillel Naim the Dori Alma Latikan Elakagoyin Bedina the Ravami Ravasi. So Rashi says it's a little bit funny. We're discussing Rav and Shmuel's bezin. We said something Ravami and Ravasi's bezin. So Shmuel is talking about his generation, but the Mora is saying, well, what Shmuel meant was like these two Batidinim. Now Shmuel actually meant like his bezdin and Rav's bezdin, but we're going to replace that statement with the two batidinim which are now functioning in our time when we're discussing this issue in Beis Medrash. About the dayani who lakomer farish loshin chutzpah, that there's the element of chutzpah shenatli mamon shloikedin bechazak. It's like they're grabbing people's money away from them. Passively, the Malba can't get his money back. If I would get the strength, about Line. Alma, Lav, Ladori Alma talk, and obviously means Hillel did not institute this to be, it should continue. Nim Kane, because had he done so, Hechi Moshe Shmuel, the member about Line, how could Shmuel think he could be Mavatalit?
Fine. So Rav Nachman said, "Ema b'milsa." I would actually introduce a new idea. Oshe bezdin. If I could get the power to do this, I would like to make a bezdin. Baskin, the stam malvin, Yehu kemoistrin shor sayin the bezdin. Automatically, when you give a loan, it's like you gave your shtar to bezdin. Valvagav deloy kosav. Even without writing a principle, only heavy kemoshe kosav, it should get the equivalent in halacha as if you wrote a principle. That's what I would like to do. So we want to know this lashon of Ubana is lishon the chusa loyasu el lanachas had the yonim. It was introduced to make the yonim be able to be at rest. So yatricho lahagvas milvaseim lifnei shvigis, that they wouldn't have to have the tircha of trying to collect all the loans before shmita. Shlo tov shvigis v'tash shmiteha to prevent shvigis from being mishamedit. So the hilchah e ayasher chayol abat line. So I just assume the Rashi. I mean, theoretically, the question could be that there are X amount of loans out there, which even if Basman get involved, the property's not there, the money's not there. We just hold on to the chayv. At some point in the future, he'll get the money. So apparently, after some of those type of loans were in the minority, that for that alone, there wouldn't be a reason to introduce it. The tikkun of approval. Aluva means chatzufa. The kal is mamash mechutzefes. She's into the kerem chupasa. But ishkin of Yisrael b'sinai also was the eagle. While the shkina is still there, they did the chat eagle. How do you know we're still on Har Sinai? It says, so they only left Har Sinai in Ir the next year. Okay, Mike Kraw, the Yeshidush Aleim Kala Mizana Bechuposa. What Pasik refers to this act of the Kala being Mizana Bechuposa? He's there at his. If you understand the word Masiba over here means like his chuppah, his moment of celebration. Nidhi Nosan Rechai, the moment of celebration. Nidhi Nosan Rechai, Boismi Ozav Rechai, Hatoip. The perfume that I was wearing, they would wear a little packet which had nice smelling herbs in it. It stopped giving smell. So lost over lonasan means he didn't physically give. It means it didn't. It's not allowing. So the word nosa means sometimes not to give, but it means to not give. It means it sort of gave up. You say, you know, the word give, you say, gave up. You gave up means you stopped doing something. But that's the same lashon. Dan Chabusa Hugabon. Rabbi pointed out, Abi Shehizker Kukulayan, even though the Pasuk mentioned the things which Klai Yisrael did their degradation, Lahizker Ala Bamaris Kiba was done in a way which shows his affection. Like Siv, he's Riach. The Pasuk did not describe it as we smell bad. It just says we stopped giving a good smell. And I love him, Yasin and Oisin, and I love him, Vyanachem, those which have been insulted. Vain Olvanesachem, but they do not insult back. And the third, they hear their Kerem of Ein Mashiva, they don't respond at all. And Oisin Mitzvahs, Me'avasam Makum, Lolito Scar, below Me'yuris of Peronus. They do Mitzvahs, just Me'ava. And from that position, of just because of the love, etc. Therefore, Smechem Yisurim, anytime they get Yisurim, they just look at it as an opportunity to grow in their connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's the Pasuk of Oyevok, Tehsem is Megurasa. Okay.
Yeah, okay, let's hold it here.